Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike in the first hour today. And by the way, we do have 2 hours, and you can always catch us on RadioMD.com. Go to the You, the Owner's Manual Owner Show. Go to the archives, and you get all 15 years. But the first hour, we had this great guest. But it wasn't even the best hour we're going to have. This is the best hour today. The first hour, Cures by Jo Marchant, M-A-R-C-H-A-N-T. She's the author of Cure, A Journey into the Science of Mind Over Body. Yes, she talked to us all about the placebo response and how we're going to be able to use it even more in the future. We also talked about some of the top medical stories, such as the prevention of prostate cancers by doing 6 activities, 7 helpings of tomatoes a week, avoiding processed meats, 30 minutes of exercise a day. Those simple things, those 6 simple things that we went over, that's how you can prevent 60% of the lethality of prostate cancers. And there's so many, many good stories this week, but I told you this is going to be the best hour because Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic, What's Not, is here at 17 after or 18 after the hour. And then at the bottom of the hour, one of Cleveland Clinic's favorites, my favorite too, Mark Hyman, author, number one best-selling author of The Blood Sugar Solution, is going to talk about Eat Fat, Get Thin, why the fat you eat is the key to sustained weight loss and vibrant health. And, of course, there's some wonderful recipes in this book, which we'll talk about how they got created, but we'll also talk about some of the things that he and I disagree on and where the data will take us, because we don't disagree because the data is clear. We disagree because the data aren't clear, and we'll put that to him. But he's a wonderful author. He's written a really easy-read book. It's number 8 on the Amazon list as we talk, so it keeps climbing up the chart. Mark Hyman, H-Y-M-A-N, Eat Fat, Get Thin. But we're also going to go over some of those great stories now, and I'm going to have to do it a little quicker than I want to, and that's because it is short period of time. So let me go through this one. This is, what's the best exercise for your brain? This is a weird study, but it's a wonderful study. That is, scientists compared head-to-head the neurologic impacts of different types of exercise. You know that cardiovascular exercise increases neurotrophic growth hormone, increases, in fact, the hippocampal size, and decreases memory loss. That is, 30 minutes a day for 3 days a week, what has been found is the same benefits of, in fact, avoiding stress and of DHA makes your memory the equivalent after a year of being about 6 years younger, sharper in that age decline in memory. So this is one that they did with looking at what exercise is best. They in rodents, and they had rats, and they had substances that marks new brain cells, so they could tell whether they were growing new cells in their brain, and then they exposed them to treadmills, or they put a little weight on their tail and gave them a climbing wall for a weightlifting exercise, and they did walking exercises, etc. And what they find was the best thing for growing brain cells, and we don't know whether this is true in humans, but a lot of what we find in the brain of rats is what we find in humans that increases size and increases memory. You test memory in the rats, by the way they remember where to get the cheese or where to get how to get their food or how to run a maze. And it turns out the best one was endurance exercise. That is, running a little longer, walking a little longer, and it wasn't the intensity but the duration of exercise that mattered most. So just walking for longer would be the conclusion we take from this rodent study for what the best brain exercise is for what the best regular exercise is for brain growth. Weird study, but wonderful, and that's the kind of thing we try and find for you. This one is a cancer breakthrough, and this is really a very interesting study, because what they has happened is we now, with these liquid cancers, that is cancers that are in blood, that's why they're called liquid cancers rather than solid tumor like in lung or some other place. Well, this one is some other place as well as liquid. But we've known that if you take the cells out, your immune cells out, put the anti-cancer agent in and give it to you, that there is a remarkable regression or remission with liquid, these blood-borne cancers. But now, breakthrough. This is only small numbers of people, less than 70, but with brain tumors, with solid tumors, they look like they can do the same thing. And in some people who were literally at death's doorsteps, reversed it, got total cure, can't even find the cancer anymore, total remission. So how long will it last? Will it be constant? Will this be the new therapy? Well, this was the big news of the week. There is a huge cancer breakthrough, potentially. But another one, another cancer breakthrough is that stuff we talked about, prostate cancer. You do those six behaviors. You all know them. Exercise 30 minutes a day. Eat tomato sauce. Less processed meat. Have healthy fat. That is, it was a fish fat, an omega-3 fat. Have 7 fruits and vegetables a day. I can't remember the sixth one, but I'll think of it in a second. But you do those six behaviors, and you have a 60% less chance of having a lethal prostate cancer than everybody else. Guys get postpartum depression too. That's absolutely true. And remember the other statement we came to and the other data we had early on is that in fact it is Zika is transmitted now sexually by people who didn't even know they had Zika. That is 80% of people who get the Zika virus don't know they have it and only discover it when they're tested for it. What are the 7 behaviors, by the way, the 6 behaviors for prostate cancer? It is non-smoking. It is BMI, that is waist less than 30. Heart rate, they have a 30 minutes of vigorous activity. They eat at least one portion of fatty fish a week. They eat 7 portions of tomatoes, preferably cooked tomatoes a week, and they have less than 1 portion of processed meat a week. So those are the keys for a reduction in prostate cancer. Let's go back to some of the other studies that I wanted to go to this week that are really absolutely key. Another one is the more deaths from anti-anxiety drugs. So it turns out we know that opioids have a high rate of addiction and that white men are dying from this. Well, it turns out white women are dying from anti-anxiety drugs. So it's something, be careful when you get one of those prescriptions for something that ends in a PAM, diazepam or midazolam or xylopam. There's sleeping medicines as well as anti-anxiety medicines. Be very careful. Remember, too, we have a great guest. So when the commercials come on in another 30 or 40 seconds, don't turn away. Come back for Mark Hyman and Gary Ginsberg. Gary Ginsberg's first at 17 after. What's toxic, what's not? We've got 4 wonderful subjects that Gary's going to talk about, one of which is Mercedes cheating on pollution tests just like Volkswagen? And also, is there sawdust in your Parmesan cheese, and should you care? And Roundup is under fire. What does it mean to you, and how much Roundup is in the food you eat? And, of course, is the mosquito pesticide and not the mosquito causing the problem? We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Stay well on Radio MT.
The all-important family meal. Dinner just got happier and healthier. Why? because kids are begging for crunchy, out-of-this-world, yummy, healthy veggie fries. Yep, they're healthy because they're made with real vegetables. You can choose from broccoli or carrot, chickpea and red pepper, or kale and Tuscan bean, or choose all four. Veggie fries are gluten-free, a good source of fiber, and an excellent source of vitamin A, C, and K. Plus, they're very low in sodium. Veggie fries are a parent's dream for their family. Hey, and parents love them too. So if you want to hear more veggies, please, at your dinner table, look for them in the freezer section of your favorite supermarket or natural food store. For more about veggie fries, please go to eatveggiefries.com. Veggie fries.
Did you know your eyes have hidden connections to your overall health? The Eye Care Revolution, an easy-to-read analysis of vision and health by Dr. Robert Abel Jr., is an authoritative guide that explains natural and conventional methods to prevent and even reverse many common vision disorders like cataracts, glaucoma, dry eye, macular degeneration, and diabetes-related vision loss. From high-tech laser treatments to centuries-old Asian remedies, the Eye Care Revolution, with a foreword by Dr. Mehmet Oz, provides amazing nutritional, herbal, homeopathic, and conventional methods to improve your eye health and overall health and wellness. Dr. Abel shares breakthrough information about eye strain, new developments in LASIK surgery, discusses how computers and texting are affecting our eyes, what you need to know about your children's eyes, the easy way to administer eye drops, antioxidant must-haves for your eyes, alternative therapies, and so much more. Order The Eye Care Revolution by Dr. Robert Abel Jr. on Amazon.com. That's The Eye Care Revolution. Fact. All probiotic bacteria strains are not created equal, and only Natron cultures its own strains in-house for unparalleled quality and potency. Natron's Healthy Trinity, the world's best triple-strain probiotic. Hear it from our satisfied customers.
My name is Dr. Stephen Faber. I'm a gastroenterologist from North Carolina. I use the Healthy Trinity products personally and recommend them for my patients for several reasons. They do represent three of the best strains of probiotics available today. They're manufactured and shipped cold to guarantee potency of the colony-forming units, and the Natron probiotics are the superior probiotic.
Try Healthy Trinity risk-free for 90 days, plus the first 20 orders get free second-day express delivery. Give them a call now at 866-4-NATREN, 1-866-4-N-A-T-R-E-N, or visit natron.com and enter promo code RADIOMD. Natron.com, promo code RADIOMD. More than half of all Americans, including teenagers, don't drink enough water. Waterlogged is a great app that will help you build good water habits with customized tracking and personalized reminders. Download Waterlogged from the iTunes App Store and start using your iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad to track and improve your water intake. Set your goals, record your consumption, and get Waterlogged's exclusive smart reminders to alert you when you're behind pace to meet your daily goal and when it's time to hydrate. Optimal water intake is a goal that you can successfully achieve, and it'll make a measurable impact on how you feel and your overall health, because every system in your body depends on water. People who use reminders are 5 times more likely to reach their goals consistently, so let Waterlogged help you stay on track. Waterlogged is compatible with Apple Health and Fitbit, so you can log your water with the best app in the App Store and get a full picture of your health in your favorite app. Download Waterlogged from the App Store or visit waterlogged.com.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now, my favorite segment, Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic, What's Not? Gary, how are you?
Pretty good, Mike. Sorry about your power last week.
Yes, our power went out, and we had to have a rerun show because our engineering studio in Chicago had its power knocked out. You know, Mayor Daley would have never let that happen. Only happened with this current mayor, right? Mayor Daley would have made sure that the wind did not disturb it. He would have done something to He would have had a backdoor deal with the wind, as they say in politics.
Big city mayors and extreme weather, they don't get along. When I was a little kid and they didn't plow our streets in Queens, everybody hated Mayor Lindsay. And he didn't get reelected because of one snowstorm.
Well, in any case, let's talk about German engineering. We know that Volkswagen has cheated on its tests with diesels and has now it's expanded that probe, so they think it may be over 4 million cars, and it may be doing real damage to that car company. Now, Mercedes, could they be doing something wrong?
Well, VW is not the only car company that sells a high-performance diesel sedan. And so you have to start, and other people, not me, I'm not a car engineer, but people who are have started looking around for other companies, and Mercedes has turned up. They've got a diesel model, which they were suspecting might not be quite kosher with the software and the testing. And sure enough, they found that when those cars, when the Mercedes diesel was tested under certain conditions, it shut off its it turned on its pollution device, which was normally off. It turned on the pollution control device and it passed the test. So it looks like, you know, from some initial testing that's being done with that version of diesel, that they also have some software that's a little fluky, and it's going to need to be further investigation. Now, why is this such a big deal for the states? Is because every state is lining up to sue Volkswagen and perhaps Mercedes for the health damages that have been wrought by people driving out-of-compliance cars. And you can actually do a calculation for the amount of emissions coming off the tailpipe that are extra, that are the cheated emissions, and what that is doing to the public health. So sort of like the tobacco suit that all the states won billions from to cover the health costs of tobacco. Now they're lining up to cover the health costs of basically cheater diesel engines, whether it's Volkswagen or Mercedes. So I would say that if you are thinking about buying a diesel sedan, or you already have one, you want to, even if it's not part of current lawsuits, current media exposés, you still might want to be thinking twice about it, because it may not be long before they all get roped into some kind of an expose. I'm not trying to, you know, damn them all, but they certainly are all coming under a lot more scrutiny.
Now, we know
Mike, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, and that's always the story with the Volkswagens.
Now, what about Parmesan cheese? Is someone cheating and putting inexpensive wood shavings in them?
Yeah, hey, how about having some sawdust with that spaghetti? So, yeah, companies that have these kinds of flowing, shaky cheeses, you want them, you don't want them to clump, because then, you know, that's when you take the lid off and you get the fork and the spoon in there and you try to re-stir it up. You know, so they can put certain non-clumping agents in with their fine cheese particles so that it doesn't clump, because cheese, I think, tends to naturally pick up some moisture and clump. So cellulose or wood pulp is something that at small concentrations can do the job, and many companies use that. Where this starts becoming an issue, and it's not toxic, but where this starts becoming an issue is when companies start using that as a cheap way to cheat the public and to make extra profit by putting in 10%, 15%. That's way more than they need, and now they are just sort of, are taking advantage of something that's on the label. They don't bother saying how much is on the label, but when tests have been done lately, they've been finding that some of the cheese companies, including several packaged by Walmart. So Walmart right now is under a lawsuit because they have been sort of tipping the scales with cellulose. So what you might want to
now, Gary, how when you say how much is it, and maybe it's good, maybe it adds fiber to our diet, maybe it helps the bacteria inside our gut grow, maybe it's better than the cheese for our health.
Possibly. You know, again, cellulose is not a problem for us to take in, in this form. I can't verify. Well, first of all, they're not doing it for health reasons. They're doing it to rip you off. So my general recommendation is that if you want to eat fiber, go for high-fiber foods that you know are good and good sources of fiber. And if you want cheese, go for pure sources of cheese. And if it says it has cellulose on it as an anti-clumping agent, you could probably find companies that are more reputable than the ones that are getting sued right now.
Roundup is under fire, and the FDA hasn't been measuring it in our food. Do you think they should be?
Well, there are some tolerances, and that's a misnomer. The FDA is not looking for it. There are tolerances for glyphosate in food, so by law, FDA has to be checking for it. They may not be checking all that frequently because normally the levels are pretty low and the tolerances are pretty high. So glyphosate has not been recognized or regulated as a carcinogen. If FDA suddenly looked at it as a carcinogen, the tolerances might start dropping at the allowable level. And then suddenly there might start becoming problems. But one thing that's going to hit the nail pretty soon, and that is California Proposition 65, the California Toxics Labeling Law, it has glyphosate in its crosshairs. It is planned to call glyphosate a carcinogen, which is the first U.S. agency to officially, after the IARC review about a year ago, to call it a carcinogen. And Monsanto, the maker of Roundup, the whole GMO thing, they are planning to sue the state of California for taking on that opinion. So this is now becoming a bigger and bigger story. EPA's got to deal with it. FDA's got to deal with it. State of California's dealing with it. How strong is the evidence that glyphosate is a human carcinogen, as IARC has called it? And, Mike, in my mind, I've looked at all the evidence, and I've looked at, is there a smoking gun on Roundup or glyphosate in cancer? And the data that raises the most concern are those studies in Ecuador where there was an spraying to get rid of illegal crops by the government, and they did a before and an after test on people's blood chromosomes. They found an increase in breakage of chromosomes after the glyphosate overspray.
And we should tell people breakage of chromosomes often leads to cancer.
Yeah, exactly.
Gary Ginsberg, whatstoxic.com, the best education you can get on any subject in toxicology. Gary Ginsberg, thanks. We'll be right back with my favorite, Mark Hyman, Eat Fat, Get Thin, right after these messages.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. You can find Michael's products at your local health food store, your favorite online retailers, or visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com.
What if you got rewarded for every good decision? What if your heart had a special way of letting you know it appreciates your healthy choices?
Oh, I've got to get my family to eat more vegetables.
Amazing!
And instead of cooking with butter tonight, I think I'll saute our veggies with a heart-healthy oil.
You're a genius!
So really, would your food choices pay off in heart health? Did you know that when you replace bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or other vegetable oils, it can lower bad cholesterol levels, and that's good for your heart. Here's a winning idea. Take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Radio ND.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
What does the word organic really mean?
So organic really means there's a lot of human labor put into the food that you're consuming. So it could mean there's no pesticides that are applied to seeds and to plants. There's no antibiotics or growth hormones, that are being used in animal products. And it also, in most cases, means that there's no GMO seed that's being used.
Become a healthier you 5 days a week.
What's GMO? What does non-GMO mean?
Okay, so GMO, this is a good one. So GMO stands for genetically modified organism. So the question is whether or not a seed or a plant has some genetically modified gene in it.
It's health delivered daily. Listen live every Monday through Friday at noon Eastern on RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio, or the free TuneIn Radio app.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
There's more of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Presented by the Radio MD Network.
Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
This is Dr. Mike, and you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, the radio show that helps you take control of your genes so you can live at the top of your curve. And one of those people who helps me live at the top of my curve, because he challenges me so much, Mark Hyman, Cleveland Clinic's own. And the other reason I love him is he's the only one at the Cleveland Clinic has a longer waiting list in functional medicine than we do in integrative medicine. So ours is only about 8 months. His is about a year. So if you're nice to him, you call in now, and maybe you could bribe him to get him you early. Eat fat, get thin. Why the fat we eat is the key to sustained weight loss and vibrant health. Mark, I should tell you, as you know, the book is, I don't know if you ever became as much a Amazon addict as I was when my books were climbing. You'd watch it every hour. I learned that 7 minutes after the hour is when they changed at that
era. Oh, I didn't know that.
And then you watch it every hour, and you figure out when they change the rankings based on the last hour's sales, and you try and find out what's working, what's not. Of course, that was in the era before a lot of social media. But anyway, the point is you're number 8, so congratulations.
Thank you.
You were number 3, and I guess Harry Potter put out a damn book again and knocks you down. But in any case, number 8 is something to be, just so you know, there are 100,000 books published every year, so being number 8 is sensational. Mark, how'd you get the idea? You'd written about sugar being such a hazard, and we've gathered that. The blood sugar solution, I think, is the number 1 bestseller you had. And now, Eat Fat, Get Thin. Why'd you get this idea?
Well, you know, Mike, I really obviously was attacking sugar because it's so clear how much of a harm that is to our health in terms of obesity, diabetes, even things like cancer, heart disease, and dementia. And I think America's addicted to sugar and refined carbs, and that's driving so much of the problem. But then the question came up, well, what do you eat if you don't eat sugar and refined carbs? Well, you can eat protein, but you can only eat so much protein. And the other answer is fat. And I realized people were so confused about fat that people didn't understand the nuances about what were the good fats and the bad fats and the ugly fats. And I think even I was confused before I really dug into the research. And I think many doctors and nutritionists are confused because the research changes so fast. It's hard to keep up with it. So I really took a deep dive. I reviewed over 1,000 papers. And I really wanted to answer the question is, should we eat fat? If so, how much and which ones? And that's really why I wrote it. So I wanted to change the conversation about fat in America, because we've all been brainwashed to think fat makes you fat because it's got more calories than carbs. And two, the fat causes heart disease because it's like the fatty streaks in your arteries, so it must be the fat you eat. And this has really been debunked. Both of these ideas have been debunked. And in 2015, the dietary guidelines that were developed by the government came out, and they completely exonerated fat. They said, we don't have to restrict fat anymore in our diet. After 35 years of guidelines, they even said, we don't have to worry about cholesterol. I know there's still a debate about that. They said, we do have to concern ourselves with saturated fat, but I think there's still a lot of debate in the scientific community about that. So I think things are changing, and I think that's a good thing, but I wanted to write the book to help clear up some of the confusion and help people understand how metabolism works. It wasn't a math problem. It's not all about calories in, calories out. It's about understanding the way in which your body responds to different information in food, because food isn't just calories, it's information. And there are certain instructions that are given by the quality of the food you eat, and good quality food turns on the right signals in your body that promote weight loss, and bad quality food does the opposite. And fats actually help stimulate metabolism. They help cut your appetite. They help release fat from fat cells, where sugar and carbs do the opposite.
Now, your statement brings up a whole bunch of questions, so I'm going to ask you some of those. But first, I want to tell listeners that not only is this a book that has a lot of science, but it also has a plan in it, and it's got some great recipes. So I cooked raw zucchini ribbon, tomato, and avocado salad because it looked like something I'd love, and it was something I love. So thank you for some of the recipes. But that's also true for listeners. They get this book, they get more than just the science in it. Now, let me go and ask you, you said it's sending messages to our body on how to burn calories. So tell me where are the messages coming from, what in the food gives the messages, and where do they go?
Well, this is one of the breakthroughs in science around food, is that we understand that it actually communicates with your body every bite. And so it changes hormones, it changes neurotransmitters, it changes your genes, it changes your immune system. Even your gut flora is altered by what you eat. And so that's what I mean by instructions. And for example, when you eat sugar or refined carbs, it increases insulin, among many other things. And that starts a domino, which starts you to store fat in your belly. It starts to slow your metabolism, and it makes you hungry, which is the opposite of what you want to do. So you just could have had a bunch of bread and rice, and you ate a ton of calories, but your body now all of a sudden perceives it's starving after a little while because those energy sources get shifted into your fat cells, and then you want to eat more, and that's where this whole cycle starts. Whereas when you eat fat, it actually does not increase insulin, it doesn't cause fat storage, and it causes the increase in what we call lipolysis, which is the breakdown of fat. So you literally burn more fat. And for example, certain kinds of fat, like medium-chain triglycerides, coconut oil, they actually stimulate metabolism. They are absorbed differently than other fats through the portal system, and they actually have been shown to increase calorie burning, which is quite amazing when you think about it. So really, the quality of the food and the quality of the fat you eat actually really matters.
Now, when the... you can also eat. One of the questions we've gotten people send in email questions, and one of those questions we got was, What about protein? What's the role of protein? And in that same email, this guy John wrote, what about exercise? Does that matter? Shouldn't I be eating more protein and doing more exercise?
Yes, absolutely. So we all need protein, but this is an interesting thing about protein. If you're exercising a lot, you need a little more protein. But we only can use a certain amount of protein at every meal, probably about 30 grams for the average person, which is, you know, like a handful of protein, like your palm size of protein. After that, it gets turned to sugar in your body by a process called gluconeogenesis, which means you create sugar from protein. And that, again, can cause insulin and then fat storage and create the whole cycle. So you need enough, but not too much. And then in terms of exercise, absolutely. You know, exercise is critical. It's not a great weight loss strategy, but it's critical for long-term health and wellness. Why? Because if you have one soda, you're going to have to walk 4.5 miles to burn it off. If you have one supersized meal, you have to run 4 miles every day for a week. So you cannot only focus on exercise, which is what the food companies want us to do. You have to focus on food, and then exercise is an adjunct to that. But it's not that you can exercise your way out of a bad diet.
So on the cover of the book, you have a bunch of wonderful fats, I should say. It looks to me like they're wonderful fats. There's an avocado. They look like there are a whole bunch of nuts, including some walnuts, my favorite. They look like there's some olives, and it looks like there's some olive oil and some chocolate. Are all
yes.
those really...
Absolutely. Those are all good fats, olive oil. I mean, you and I have talked about, Mike, the study with olive oil and with nuts. In Spain, they found that the people taking the olive oil had dramatic reductions in heart disease. They actually had to stop the study because it was unethical to not give the people who weren't having the nuts and olive oil because they were at higher risk of death. And so, yeah, it's good. And avocados are kind of the same oil as olive oil, which is monounsaturated fat. It's also full of antioxidants, and we got a little protein in there. So all those are great, and olives are delicious. And you can just enjoy lots of great, yummy fats. And by the way, fat is what makes food taste good. It's what makes you feel full. So that's really the beauty of fat.
And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Mark Hyman, Eat Fat, Get Thin, why the fat we eat is the key to sustained weight loss and vibrant health. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Our show helps you take control of your genes so you can live at the top of your curve. That's what Mark Hyman's book is all about, Eat Fat, Get Thin, helping you change which of your genes is on or not, so you can get thin as well as stay healthy. We'll be right back after these messages. And if you want to ask, call us. And Ben will give you the number. Thanks for listening.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent any disease.
Awaken your mind with Exact, a new dietary supplement designed to help you gain a mental edge. Exact fuels your natural brain chemicals to unleash mental energy and stamina, providing the intense focus and drive you need to initiate important tasks and push through challenges. With Exact, you can think smarter, faster, and stronger because Exact supports faster reaction time and memory recall with improved problem-solving skill and accuracy. Exact contains ingredients from traditional Chinese medicine and Indian Ayurvedic medicine. No synthetic drugs or chemicals. Exact is created from herbs that have been safely used by healers for thousands of years. Experience a new kind of energy, mental energy, and get the focus and breakthrough mental edge you need to succeed with Exact. Learn more about the science behind Exact, see what customers are saying, and try Exact 100% risk-free at ExactMind.com. That's the letter X, ACTMind.com. ExactMind.com.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all of our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by over 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, If you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and the Federalist, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
My name is Jenny Allen, and I'm a mother, a writer, and a performer. I also survived uterine and ovarian cancers. I even wrote a play about that.
Maybe you are just cancer-ish, and it'll pass.
Before cancer, I took my health entirely for granted, like air. But my symptoms, pain in my abdomen, and periods that were heavier and longer than usual for me, related to menopause, I thought. But no, I had cancer. End treatment. If you have symptoms that last 2 weeks or longer, be brave. Go to the doctor. Ask questions. The odds are you don't have cancer. But find out for sure.
Ovarian and uterine cancers are gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everyone.
Now I'm feeling healthy and happy and hopeful. I am so lucky. I got sick, and then I got better.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call me when they're experiencing chest pain, or to call 911 if they're with someone experiencing chest pain. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. So if you have an uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, call me. If you have a pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, or arms, call me. If you have any discomfort in your chest with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath, call me. If you have any of these symptoms or are with someone who does, dial 911 right away. And if it is a false alarm, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'll be happy to see you. I would much rather treat someone who isn't having a heart attack than to try to save someone who is. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Roizen, MD. Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. As I told you today, when we started the day, it's a great show today. If you want to hear any of it over again, you can always go to RadioMD.com. The archives for all 15 years are there, RadioMD.com. You want to call and ask a question to Mark, Dr. Hyman, Eat Fat, Get Thin author, and author of The Blood Sugar Solution. You can call 844-305-7800. Mark, we've got a couple questions, one of which I'm going to deal with. Do you and Mark agree on everything? And the answer is no. He and I disagree on medium-chain triglycerides and TMAO and its importance, but I don't want to go over those right now. What we did get was a couple other questions, one of which is, that I thought was even more important. Mark, do you think we're going to solve the healthcare crisis in America without the politics of things like salt labeling and salt restrictions as in New York City or trans fat restrictions?
Well, I think it's a bigger question of policy change and what is the role of government policy. You know, we mandate seatbelts, we mandate child safety, we mandate all sorts of things that, you know, there are laws for to protect ourselves against ourselves. And I think the problem with our food system now is that it's been hijacked by the food industry that drives food policy. So there's a lot of schizophrenic food policy. So, for example, the new dietary guidelines came out and said, oh, we should reduce added sugars. Well, the advisory group said cut down sugar-sweetened beverages, which means soda. The government didn't want to say that. But at the same time, they say reduce added sugars to less than 10%. They also used the food stamps to pay for $4 billion in soda, which is the biggest line item in the food stamp program for the poor. It's a total schizophrenic policy. So we do need food policies that change the food system and begin to create access to good food, to fund the right types of food. So I've written a whole list of policy changes that I think matter, and I'll just go through them quickly. One is I think we need to end all food marketing to kids. We're one of only 50 countries that does this that are developed countries. We should eliminate all the food that's not supporting health for many schools or
federally or state-funded institutions. We should end the use of antibiotics in food. We should have subsidies that support the growth of fruits and vegetables and not just corn and soy that are turned into high fructose corn syrup and trans fats. We should even consider a soda and junk food tax like they have in many countries that do dramatically reduce consumption or help improve the health of the population. So there's many, many policies that can be done to help shape the change that's needed in America around food.
And so you wouldn't have a problem with, for example, in some societies, obviously, and some people, they're calorie short. And the people would, the public policy people use the argument that, well, we, you know, all food, all calories get used in some groups. And that's especially true of the kids at schools. You wouldn't have any trouble actually going head-to-head with those people.
No, I think, you know, you can, to say that we should be giving people Coca-Cola because it's a source of calories is just nonsense. And I think it matters where the calories come from. But the truth is, like, there's twice as many people who go to bed fat as go to bed hungry in the world now. And 80% of the world's diabetics are in the developing world. So this is a real problem. And unfortunately, we need to sort of deal with this. It's not going to go away by itself.
And it is corrupting our society, we both believe. Let's go to, for the next question, let's go to Jim Graham. Jim?
Dr. Hyman, thank you for taking my call. I was just reading in here that you say saturated fat is not your enemy. So we'll get right to the question. What fat from fiction? Let's separate fat from fiction. I love that little comment.
Well, that's what I wrote a whole book on, so you're going to have to read the whole book to do that.
What
we know is the good, bad, and the ugly and some of the controversies. So the good fats we all sort of agree on, the bad fats we all agree on. So the bad fats are trans fats. Everybody agrees that we should not be having hydrogenated trans fat like shortening or margarine. There's no question about that. And most people now agree that, you know, you should include olive oil, nuts and seeds, avocados, olives, all in your diet as great sources of food that are healthy and health-promoting, as well as omega-3 fats from wild fish, sardine, salmon. Then there's the controversial areas, which are saturated fat and omega-6 refined oils. And you'll find enough literature to support your argument on both sides. And I've kind of reviewed as much as that I could possibly review. And I've come to the conclusion that in the absence of refined carbs and sugar, and in the presence of omega-3 fats, saturated fat really does not seem to be a huge risk factor when consumed in moderation. And omega-6 oils seem to be actually a risk factor. In fact, when you don't have any omega-3s and you consume omega-6s, it seems to really increase the risk of heart disease. And we've increased our consumption of that forever. So historically, we've all eaten saturated fats. Lard and butter were the main fats consumed, and there was no heart disease at the time. There was no diabetes at the time, 100 years ago, and that's all we ate. Then we swapped it out for refined oils, and we've seen it skyrocketing. Now, that's just correlation, but there's evidence that it's inflammatory, that it oxidizes your cholesterol, that it can create, you know, byproducts that are damaging, and many of them are processed in ways that create toxic byproducts in them, hexane solvents. They're oxidized, deodorized. So there's concerns I have about that. Having your omega-6s as part of your diet and nuts and seeds, and it's great. I think that's essential. You'll get them there. But as far as saturated fat, in the absence of refined carbs and sugar, you know, many, many large reviews of the data found no correlation with heart disease, even in the presence of carbohydrates and sugar, because that's what most Americans eat. There still was no correlation. So I'm not really convinced, and I think there may need more studies, but I'm not worried about having a little butter or having meat based on that.
Okay. Now, Mark and I did a debate on this, Mr. Graham, and he and I, because we differ on brain and some other components of this, that is, if you will, the animal data on saturated fats and especially the medium-chain triglycerides breaking down the blood-brain barrier and leading to dementia is, I believe, fairly substantial. He comes on the other side of that, so I'm not getting into that today, but you can go to the website that he has, eatfatgetthin.com, eatfatgetthin.com. There's a 45-minute free download of question answers from him. And you can also look at PBS station. I know PBS stations around the country are running this wonderful program, Eat Fat, Get Thin, that Mark Hyman has done to help launch this book. And so do get to that. Mark, one other question that we got on the UDOCS question line was on nutrients versus real food. What's the value of simple carbs versus complex carbs? What's the value of the individual fat versus just eating it a whole food such as an avocado or a walnut?
Well, yeah, this is the problem, and I write about it in my book, Mike. It's a great question. It's really this concept of nutritionism, which is breaking down food into isolated ingredients and studying those instead of whole foods. And I think that's where we've gone wrong in nutrition. And I really address that in the book. We do talk about the individual components, but at the end of the day, when you're having food, you're having complex amounts of things. For example, olive oil is 20% saturated fat, and it's been shown to be very protective.
As well as a lot of omega-9 fat, healthy fat. Well, thanks, Mark Hyman. Eat Fat, Get Thin. Thank you for listening. Come back next week.
Over 30 years ago, R.W. and Margaret Garcia set out to make the best-tasting, healthy tortilla chip in the world. They invested every dime they had and started selling chips to retailers out of their family van. Today, R.W. Garcia products are sold around the world. Their products use only the highest quality, premium ingredients, are verified non-GMO, certified gluten-free, and contain no additives or preservatives. Try their 3-seed kale, sweet potato, or harvest crackers, or go for their crunchy, tasty mixed bags of blue, yellow, and red tortilla chips. And for sure, every family must have one of their big bags of blue or yellow corn tortilla chips for healthy snacking and parties. Without question, R.W. Garcia is changing the way people snack with their simple philosophy, great tasting can be good for you. Go to rwgarcia.com to find out where their products are sold in your area. R.W. Garcia, the best-tasting healthy tortilla chip in the world.
Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths among women in the United States. Better screening and treatment have contributed to a decline in breast cancer deaths. However, not all women have benefited equally from these improvements. Black women have the highest death rate from breast cancer compared to any other racial or ethnic group. We can all help reduce deaths from breast cancer. Healthcare professionals can ensure that women get the tests and treatment they need on time. Patient navigators can help guide women through the healthcare system so they get the care they need. Women need to educate themselves about breast cancer and talk to their healthcare provider about how to reduce their risk. The full benefit of breast cancer screening is achieved when every woman receives adequate screening, timely follow-up, and high-quality treatment. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/